Omrav Yehuda, Mar Yuma, this Mar Yuma from Government Days, the Mar Yuma is as follows. Omrav Yehuda, Rav Rami, Ravi has the stira of the following psukim. Siv, it says in the Pasuk Tehillim, Ashrei Nasi Pesha, Kisui Chator. Lucky is the person who holds on, who carries, who bears sin, Kisui Chator, covers his averis. Lucky is the person who holds the averis onto himself, he's not Megala Avinus. It's a good job to cover up averis. Viksiv. And another pasuk says, "Mechasa pishav, one who covers the averis lo yatzliach, won't be successful." It's a bad idea to cover averis. Spirit sukkim, if it's a good thing to cover up averis, the person not supposed to be medallas avinus. And another pasuk which says, "One who says it's good, ashrei, lucky is such a person who kisli chato covers averis." And the other pasuk says, the mechasa pishav, one who covers averis lo yatzliach, the beitzah. Don't cover up averis. So the Gemara says, what's the pesha, what's the teretz, the stira? The Gemara says, look, kasha, it's not a stira. Ha b'cheta meforsim, ha b'cheta ain't meforsim. If it's a public avera, a chet meforsim, then the tshuva should be rabbin. Then you shouldn't cover it up. Then you have the pasuk in Tillim, which says, the pasuk in Mishlei, which says, mechasa pishav lo yatzliach. This is bad to cover up averis. If it's an Aveira that's not Mefursim, if it's a quiet Aveira, then you have Asher Nosi Pesha Kisei Chatos. Then you have the Paskin Tillin that is better to cover up the Averis. Let's see Mar's first terts. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Mar's second terts. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia says in the name of Rav Nachman, Kam Baveir Shabbat Mukhaveri, Kam Baveir Shabbat Mukhaveri. By the Mitzvah Averis, Bar Mukhaveri, should be Mefursim. Should do for Rabin. Should ask Mechil, then you have Kisei Chato Lo Yatzliach. That some Mechasa Pishav Lo Yatzliach. Somebody tries to cover up that Averis, won't be successful. And then Adam, Mumakoi, then you have the Pasuk that it's Lucky Asher, you know, you say, Pesha Kisei Chato. It's better to cover up Averis. That's the two truths of the Gemara. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam seems to paskin like the second parrot. Comes the Rambam of Shuba Parak Bez Alokahei, and the Rambam says, V'shevach Godol L'shov, it's a great praise to return it. If somebody does Shuba, she is vad the Rambam. He should do Vidu in public, the idea of Pishav Lehem. And he should tell people his Averis. U'megala Averis Shebenon Ben Chaveri. He should megala his Averis that he did to man, Lachem to others, va'omer lahem, and tell them, Omnam, I admit it, chatasi, mekoini, vasisi, lekach, lekach. V'reni ayoyim shov mestachin, I regret what I did to people. V'chol ha-meskoa, somebody's a balgaida, v'eino ay maidia, he doesn't tell people his averis, v'nav l'chavei, right? El mechas ha-pishav, ein shuvas ha-gmura, he doesn't have a full shuva. Shenemar mechas ha-pishav lo-yatzliach, this paskin mishlei, that one who covers his averis won't be successful. V'med, v'rama murims of the Rambam, when does this apply that it's an Indian not to cover up your Averis? Baver Shemrav Mechaveri. That's only Rav Mechaveri Averis. Baver Shemrav Mumakan. Averis at Hashem. Ain't Tzorech Mepharsim Atzmai. He doesn't have to, first the Rambam doesn't have to Mepharsim it. But as is Ponimulai, but worse than that, it's a Chutzvim Gilam. He reveals those Averis, it's a Chutzvim. Don't admit you did Averis Shemrav Mumakan. El Ashav Mechay Akel Barchu. Do tshuv in front of Hashem, u'payit chetav l'fanav, and specify your averis to Hashem, our averis to Hashem, u'mesvad alayim, the vidu l'fnei rabin stam. When you do the vidu in front of the rabin, don't specify, just do it stam. V'toyvi l'shle niskal avayim, it's good for him not to reveal his averis. Shenemar the poskel tillim, asher noisei pesha kisi chatev. It's good to cover up our averis. So the Rambam seems to paskin like the Teretz that Benad to this theory of this paskin tum to paskin mishlei that Benad dom l'chaveiroi you have the pasuk that mechasa pishav lo yatzliach announce your averis Benad l'maka and then you have the pasuk in mish the pasuk which says the pasuk in tillim which says takeret that asher noisei pesha that takeret it's good to be mechasa pishav. That it's good, the one who covers up his averis. That's the Ramses Kastin. Parak Beis Halachai. Comes the Raavad, and the Raavad says on this Rambam, the Raavad says, Rambam, you forgot about the first Teretz of the Gemara. Zap the Raavad, V'chein averis him for samais, So too, averus that are in public, umegulais and revealed to everybody, abu she'enim in chaveri, even though it's v'nod l'makon, she'akumayshon is parasei machet, the same way the chet was done in public, kach tzorech l'farsim ha'tshuva. So too, the tshuva has to be done in public, be yisbayish parad, should be embarrassed. But since he did that very in public, the tshuva should be in public. So the rabbi, the tainers in the Rambam, you forgot the first teretz of the Gemara. Comes the Kesef Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah says that even the Rambam avad the men to pass like the first teretz. It's not the pshat that the Rambam was passing like the second teretz only. The Rambam also agrees that the chiluk between even in Abu Makkah, that certain times you should be true Barabbas specific and certain times not. If it was Naver Meforsam, the Tshuva should be Meforsam. If it is Naver not Meforsam, nobody knows about it, then the Tshuva should be quiet. So why didn't the Rambam write it? Zak Kesi Mishli did. He has two diukim in the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam says that when he says he shouldn't be Mefaris in Rambam Makkah, he says, Asus Panim Loi in Gilam. It's a chutzpah if you reveal them. It's a chutzpah if you reveal the Rambam Makkah. At Zakkes Mishnah Zedman, if a goal Averis that already Mefaris them. So you don't mean it's a chutzpah if you reveal in Gilam, they're ready Mefaris. You can say Stam Zachutzpah to say them over. Don't say in Gilam, the Lashon in Gilam is Mefur in the Rambam, that nobody knows about it. Obviously, if you didn't do it in public, if you did it in public, then you can say Stam Zachutzpah to say it over. You can say Azaz Panim in Hiskiram, but you can't say Azaz Panim in Gilam if you reveal them. You didn't reveal them to anybody if it's the first one. Clearly, the Rambam means when he says, Rab Lamakim, that you should keep it still, he means ones that people don't know about. That's one deal. And the second deal of the Kesef Mishnah is he says, when he says what you should do, he's Ella Shavut and Akel Bakun, do tshuva in front of Hashem, and specify the Averis in front of Hashem, and in public don't specify, just do a Vidur Stam, V'taygi Loishlein is Gal Avaynay. It's good for him that his Averis wasn't revealed. Azed min Rambam, what do you mean it's good that Averis weren't revealed? We did Averis B'Rabim. Yedeinik Azed, everybody saw the Averis, Mefursim. Clearly the Rambam says it's good for you that people don't know about your Avera. It's the Rambam saying when the Rambam's talking about Ben Abel Makim, and the Rambam's saying to keep it still, clearly he means Ben Abel Makim that wasn't done in public. But the Rambam also gives to the Rambam that Ben Abel Makim that was done in public about the tshuva has to be the Rambam. A big siva, one of the sivas that people have difficulty doing tshuva, one of the sivas that many difficulties of tshuva, one of the nekudas of tshuva that's difficult for all of us, for every person, is the nekuda of all of a sudden changing, the busha changing. The others look at him yesterday and 2 days ago, he's in the dorm talking to Lashmar himself, and all of a sudden today, he's saying a baisa Lashmar. Yesterday we heard you talking Lashon Hara. Yesterday I was darshan Lashon Hara. All of a sudden you got so from us, it's the bizyonis. A bacher doesn't have the proper tigrein. Maybe he's not proper to his, maybe a younger man, he's not proper to his mother. All of a sudden he starts acting with tigrein, the fest to tigrein. As the pshat is, the guy's a little embarrassed. Bacher told me, I don't want to do that myself. I know myself, first, I'm not supposed to be embarrassing. I know myself that it's difficult. Because you feel mudra, it's a shtickle bizyonis. Yesterday I didn't act this way, yesterday I acted improperly. There's a bizyonis to change. There's a bizyonis, a difficulty in changing. It's some aida to admitting being wrong in the past, but more teeth than admitting is the bizyonis. It's the bizyonis of all, who are you? Mr. Tzadik, all of a sudden you've run a tzadik. There's a certain bizyonis. And I want to tell you that this bizyonis, it's not stam something we have to. It's not stam. There's no way around. It's meikur the din of tshuva. If the Rambam also held with this teretz, so the end is this bizyonis is part of the tshuva. This difficulty in changing because I wasn't that way yesterday, and the bizyonis that I suffered from all of a sudden being different. Who are you? All of a sudden we become so from. This tikkun is meikur tshuva. Because the Rambam also holds like the Ravid that Naver ben Adam Lamakim that was done with Farhesia had the Tshuva in Farhesia. Our Tshuva Farhesia is the Pshat that Yedain and Seas were different. That Yefaker, that yesterday maybe I was the one who's even saying Nibulket, Chas V'Shalom somewhere, and today I'm the one who says Avaisim, can't talk about that. Of his bezayinus, you? You yesterday were doing it. That's my ikur the din of tshuva. On the other lemakim, when it was mitforsim, why is it bad? Because yesterday they saw me act differently. Bakar, this bezayinus, this admitting in public, this doing it in front of others, having to all of a sudden you became self-run, is my ikur din of tshuva. It could be, it says that tshuva me'ava, it says that zdoinus nasla kishuyas. That if tshuva is done me'ava, his averis become mitzvahs. Ken zayin, this is the nekuda. What's that averis become mitzvahs? So the bigger Rashi is, yesterday is the more mitzvahs he has today. Pshat. Good he did tshuva. Good he won't be punished. That's a chesed Hashem. Of zdoinus nasla kishuyas. It could be this bizyonis. For every Averi Yisayra, besides this tunikus, that admitting I was with the lie till now, the tunikud is the tshuva. It's admitting I lived the lie till now. It's side and it's side of bizyonis. There's a certain bizyonis. All of a sudden you're so firm, all of a sudden what you changed on me. What are you saying? This admitting I was wrong, the bizyonis that others see I admit I was wrong. But others see I did change because I made a mistake in the past. If I was negative in the past, now I learned to be a person who's more makatev to Hashem. If I didn't speak properly, I learned to be a person who speaks better. If I was a lashon hara person, I'm not a lashon hara person. I taka was wrong yesterday. That bizyonis of being wrong, which is the ikar tshuva, which is essential tshuva. If the aver was done in front of others, fakir, we have to suffer the bizyonis. The tshuva has to be for hasya. The tshuva had the vidui has to be for rabbin. We have to announce that. Then yeah, I was wrong yesterday. You lied yesterday. I myself used a certain word. That's me ikar din tshuva. Can be aver before somos. The tshuva has to be listen. Yeah, the ain has to see taka. Yeah, I am different. Bizyonis, I was wrong yesterday. I did it. Shamsavnisht, I did I was wrong yesterday. It could be that's why Zidonis Nasla Kishuyas is the child of somebody does tshuva for every Aveira made it hard to do tshuva. So for every Aveira, every time the person spoke Lashon Hara, and today he doesn't speak Lashon Hara, admitting he was wrong, he was wrong, he was wrong. So for every other Aveira he did is another Zchus in doing tshuva, as in the Kabbal Schar for every Aveira he does the tshuva.